to New York City now, where restaurants have been staying afloat with outdoor dining and drastically reduced inside seating. But even with those accommodations, half the city's restaurants could close permanently in the next 6 months to a year. And as Camille Peterson reports, mounting financial pressures and the start of winter are a big part of that bleak trend.
Nightcap, a bar in Manhattan's Lower East Side, did not have a big party to say goodbye. It celebrated its final night in COVID-19 style. Customers could pre-order drinks and pick them up through a small doorway. Nishan Chan is picking up his two-bag order and asking Nightcap's owner for an autographed menu.
The couple of menus, are they autographed or not?
They're not.
I'll tell you what, I brought a pen.
Chan has been a Nightcap regular for a few years.
There was a spectacular cocktail that was basically a riff on a banana daiquiri. I mean, it was poetry.
Natasha David, one of Nightcap's owners, says the inside of the bar was like your kooky aunt's basement.
Who, like, decorated the place with lots of kitschy things and had a disco ball at all times.
David says she knew early on the business would take a big revenue hit and told Nightcap's landlord the bar would not be able to pay its usual rent.
And didn't get a response.
Rent bills piled up, revenue stayed low, but no agreement on reducing the rent.
With a landlord that just refused to even budge, there isn't really a way to move forward.
Nightcap reached a tipping point. There was just too much debt from rent and no way to pay it off. For other restaurants, winter is also an issue. G. Kim is one of the operators of Pado, a sushi restaurant in Manhattan that closed at the end of September.
Sushi sashimi were the most popular, and also the crispy tuna rice.
Kim says Pado closed because its landlord was not willing to negotiate a lower rent, and because the outdoor dining that had been keeping the restaurant afloat did not seem viable in winter.
No one wants to eat cold, hard sushi outside.
Andrew Ridgey is the executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, a trade group. He says restaurants are up against stubborn math as deaths keep piling up and winter approaches.
Outdoor dining is going to be less and less feasible for the vast majority of these restaurants that are doing outdoor dining. And at 25% indoor dining, that is not enough to save these restaurants.
But Tracy Haddon Lowe, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the pandemic is also changing what it means to close. Many restaurants are trying to reinvent themselves beyond their old brick-and-mortar locations because we still love to buy food and drinks we didn't make.
And that is a market that creative entrepreneurs are going to find a way to sell to.
Lowe says closed restaurants might do pop-ups or start food trucks, move to a location with lower rent. It's just goodbye to this version of a restaurant or bar in this kooky aunt's basement. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.